Welcome to another ASAP Athletic Strength and Power Podcast, the most reliable and sensible strength training and conditioning information for coaches and athletes. This is Ed Zicali with Athletic Strength and Power Podcasts. Today I'm down in Knoxville, Tennessee. We're down here checking out the Vols, and especially this Vols football program. You can't really become a big-time football player unless you've got the proper nutrition going. And that's why I'm with Stephanie Horvath. She's the Tennessee Vols sports nutritionist and dietitian, and we're going to spend some time with her. First of all, Stephanie, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You know, I've been behind the scenes. I've been talking to a few folks out here, some of the players, and they say they're really happy with, you know, the way things are going and the way you're running the nutrition program, and they're pleased, quite pleased.
Yes, I'm excited. I think we get great feedback, and that's always really, really important.
Steph, what's your background, and how did you get started in this, you know, as far as your education and everything?
Sure. So I did my undergraduate work at Indiana University in Bloomington. I'm originally from South Bend, Indiana, and I was a four-year varsity rower down in Bloomington, and that's really where I just learned my love of athletics. It was really hard, and I walked on, but I studied nutrition and really didn't think that there was going to be much of a career opportunity in sports nutrition down the road, but I did my dietetic internship and master's degree at Kent State in Northeast Ohio. Completed my dietetic internship, passed my RD exam, and I realized that I really missed athletics and I really missed the environment and the people and the family atmosphere. So I looked for jobs, and the kind of the career advice I received was to go and get my graduate degree or become a GA, at an institution where I could learn under a dietitian in sports nutrition. So I was fortunate to get a GA spot at Virginia Tech. So I was there for 2 years. Then following that experience, I went back to South Bend, Indiana. I was at Notre Dame for 2 years as a sports nutrition associate. And then I was fortunate to get the director of sports nutrition position at the University of Illinois in Champaign, where I was there for about a year and a half. And then this opportunity presented itself. So I'm here in Knoxville, and I love it.
So it was your background in athletics and rowing and you know, trying to train for that. And you were trying to eat right and trying to follow the training regimen. And all that culminated to a catalyst for you to get into this profession.
Oh, sure. Nutrition is very important as an athlete, and you learn a lot about your body and a lot about pushing your limits and a lot about where nutrition can take you as an athlete, because it's not something that everybody was paying attention to at the time. And I think it's just gained interest and gained a ton of ground in the last, you know, 10 years or so. So I think it's a great aspect of sports performance, and I'm probably a little biased, but is very critical for athletes in the long term.
Stephanie, normally when I come down to Tennessee, I go through an extensive leg workout and you know, a lot of heavy squats and you know, all the drills and everything. But today I had to back off a little bit because my knee, I kind of dinged it up a couple weeks ago on some training. But you know, from time to time, you know, there's people like me, they got, you know, they're kind of dinged up, they got to cut back on some of the stuff, but they're still eating like crazy and everything. And coaches have some athletes who they may desire to lose some weight. You know, what are your safe and effective methods to getting that goal accomplished?
Sure. I think you hit the nail on the head with safe and effective. So when I have an athlete who wants to either lose weight, get some mass off, or gain lean weight, I think the important part to remember is that nutrition is a process. If you want good results, good things take time. So first of all, I have to get that through their head, because we are, you know, here to accomplish a goal, and we all have an agenda, and we need, you know, results and progress quickly. But first of all, realizing that it is a day in and day out process is really important for me when speaking to my athletes. And I think I always promote, you know, things like fruits and vegetables. Let's start there with how are we incorporating those into your day? And are those being provided to you? And do you have access to that as a student athlete? And then we get into your protein needs. Are you getting enough protein? Because protein satiates you. So when you're trying to lose weight, you know, you want things that are high volume, low calorie. So you want to be able to feel full and not like you're restricting, because they have a lot on their plate as athletes, and they're training hard. They have a lot of demand on their body. And so you want to be careful with restricting calories, because you want them to be making those performance gains. So really just working with them in their schedule, going through what they typically eat, what they like to eat, and just kind of picking out a few goals for them to accomplish, mm-hmm. you know, at a time is really, really effective. I've found in trying to get them to change their habits and get the results that you want to see.
If you're at the supermarket, Kroger, Aldi, whatever it's going to be, and you're selecting some ground meats, you know, maybe especially ground beef, you know, for me, what are the, you know, percent contents, you know, the numbers that you would suggest as far as, you know, there's all kinds of different ground meat types that you can get. What are those numbers that you look at that you suggest?
Sure. First of all, I love Aldi and Kroger, great grocery stores. I've taken athletes to both of those stores to tour them and to look at things and different products I would like them to try and pick out. But when you're looking at, you know, like you said, ground beef or ground turkey or something, I'm a 90-10 person. I think it is well worth the investment. You know, nutrition is an investment in your body, so you might pay a little bit more, but you actually get more meat, because a lot of times you cook the fat right off that meat, and I want you to cook the fat off the meat anyway, because I want you to be getting as much protein and lean ground beef as you possibly can. So I aim high and I say 90-10. And sometimes it is about a little bit of a compromise, because they're used to something like 80-20 or, you know, even 70-30. But really, I try to set a high bar for them.
So it looks like you're getting more meat for less. But really, if you get the better high quality 90-10, you're paying a little bit more. But in the long run, you've got more edible type of food to eat.
Exactly.
I like that. I like Stephanie. You know, when I walked up to your nutrition bar here in where the Vols train, noticed that you guys have a pre-workout drink, and I was wondering, you know, I know it's maybe a secret, but if you could kind of share some of the ingredients in that pre-workout drink that the players are consuming.
Sure. So for our pre-workout drink, I think the goal is, first of all, hydration, trying to get them to consume something that they feel is beneficial for their performance. So we start with, you know, one of our sponsors is Gatorade. We start with just your traditional Gatorade. So any flavor, our guys, you know, love orange, they love the blue. We start with that. And part of the ingredients is we do put a little bit of liquid B12, and that is just something that would help them to extract energy from the foods that they're consuming. They think it gives them energy, but I try to tell them that micronutrients do not give you energy. You get energy from macronutrients. So we're working on that one. And a little bit of a vitamin C packet with some extra electrolytes, magnesium, potassium, things like that. And I think, again, the goal of the pre-workout is that they want to take it. They feel like it makes them, you know, ready and prepares them for the workout ahead of them. And so they kind of get into it. And I think that's great.
You know, one of the things I've seen lately in a lot of places is things about beet juice and beet derivatives. And I was wondering, you know, it's kind of a hot topic. And I was wondering what you thought about that and what are some of the ways I can reap the benefits of that product.
Sure. Beetroot juice. So again, very high in antioxidants and, you know, kind of a simplistic way to explain the benefit is it's a vasodilator. So it helps open up your veins and helps your blood flow to exercising muscles. They've done a lot of studies with endurance athletes, but I think it is, again, something that I would recommend for athletes who are looking to try something different. And I always ask them how it makes them individually feel. I try not to make blanket recommendations for anyone, but they say it does help improve blood flow and that helps, you know, because you carry a lot of nutrients in your blood and you need those nutrients when you're exercising with a great amount of effort. So I think it's not only a great vegetable for everybody to be consuming with the nitrates, but I think it's also something that can be used, and they've created these great products that are powdered that you can mix with water very easily. It's not always the best tasting, but it's just a small dose, and then they have come out with flavors that are pretty good, but you just have to try it and see how it makes you feel.
Okay, excellent. This is big time football here, the Vols, SEC power and huge tradition of excellence. And from a nutrition standpoint, what are the daily options that a football player has here, you know, as far as to get the total package and to really develop?
That's a great question. I think, I don't know if I could list everything that we provide, but I'll kind of go through an overview. You know, in the morning, we have kind of breakfast snacks for our players that range anywhere from a breakfast sandwich to a Greek yogurt. We have fresh cut fruit. We slice our own fruit, which is helpful because I think you're more prone to eat sliced fruit that's prepared for you. We have hydration from the standpoint of Gatorade. We make a little Gatorade slushy. We do tart cherry juice. And we also have protein drinks for after their morning lifts. For lunchtime, we do have lunch during the school year down at Smokey's, but I try to encourage them to have things like turkey sandwiches and just continue to eat throughout their day, you know, get some good nutrients in, grilled chicken we have in the fueling station, you know, and things that would support their energy needs for class and for their afternoon activity. So, you know, we've made wraps, and we've, you know, kind of been creative with what we can have and what we can provide. Pretzels, crackers, animal crackers, again, with Greek yogurts, pickles, applesauce, fruit cups. We do little frozen burritos called Fit Wraps that we heat up for them so that they can have energy. And then for dinner, we eat down as a team after their afternoon workouts down in Smokey's. And that's a little bit more extensive. That's your steak carving stations. That's your grilled chicken, your grilled shrimp. We had duck, and we've had lamb. We try to eat really, really, really well and get them excited about food. So, you know, we have all of our cooked vegetables, broccoli, asparagus, rice. You know, we try to change it up. We have taco bar, we have burger bar, we have sliders, we have, you know, make your own stir fry, we have pasta bar, and just keep it really, really fun. And that keeps them interested and it helps them to know that I'm taking care of them and I care about their performance.
Love it. I mean, this is just awesome just to see what, how it's changed over, you know, even in the last 3, 4, 5 years, what's gone on. This is the whole nutrition aspect of training for sports is skyrocketing. And with the registered dietitians like yourself coming into this whole thing and lighting it up, it's just it's exploding. And everywhere we go, we see the colleges and the pro teams are, you know, just rolling with this thing. And it's you can just see the benefits with what it's doing for the players. You know, you mentioned tart cherries, and when would I include that? Is that a pre-workout thing, a post-workout thing, or what's it going to do for me? Tart cherries.
So we have tart cherry juice in the fueling station, and that is probably the easiest way that you can consume the tart cherry juice content that you need in order to have a beneficial effect. So you could eat tart cherries, but you'd need like 80 to 90 of them. So that's a lot of cherries.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So you kind of concentrate the antioxidants and the benefits into a juice. And so it is one of those products that you could consume pretty much any time of the day. But the important part is to consume it each day. So it's a dose. It's a dose per day. We tend to do that with our protein recovery beverages. It is a little bit higher in sugar because you've concentrated the cherries into a juice. So the fruit from the juice is going to create the sugars. And so I find it beneficial to be consuming glucose and fructose post-workout because that helps to restore the glucose into your muscles and the glycogen. And so that's when I prefer my athletes to be consuming it. However, it has also been shown to be beneficial from a melatonin standpoint to be consumed prior to going to bed. Helps you to kind of feel relaxed and helps to drive that sleep. So in certain cases, I will have athletes take it home and kind of try that. But it helps reduce inflammation and over time. And really, that can help with the recovery of our athletes. And that's very, very important to our coach.
Stephanie, what do you like about whey proteins and, you know, using those? What's the big deal about whey proteins?
Well, first of all, it is a quickly absorbed protein that has been shown to be beneficial for athletes in that post-recovery window. And the cool part about whey protein now is the NCAA has kind of lifted this rule that they formerly had regarding whey protein supplements, that, you know, anything that had some sort of whey protein, it could only have about 30% of that coming from that protein. And now that rule has been lifted. It was kind of a archaic rule. We didn't.
Oh, don't get me going on that rule.
Okay, great. So you're familiar with the rule.
Yeah.
And so now we're able to, you know, blend those into smoothies, you know, without having to calculate the exact amount of what we're doing. And I think it's just, you know, something that's always helpful for athletes because we're trying to get them these protein feedings throughout the day. And so, you know, drinking your protein or having a little bit higher whey protein bar is super helpful when you're trying to, you know, look at the macronutrients of somebody's day and you're really trying to increase that protein. It was hard to do before. And now with all the whey protein supplements and bars, you know, it's not what I want them to exclusively be having, but definitely as snacks or quicker options, it's great.
Once again, I'm with Stephanie Horvath. She's the sports dietitian for this Tennessee Vols football squad. She's in charge of feeding the Vols and keeping them on the go. And believe me, they're going. I saw a workout this morning. They look like they're really rolling. And all I can say is after a big workout like that, if they're like anything like me, they'd want a decent smoothie. And I know you guys crank out the smoothies. I was watching some of the girls making them, some of the guys that are on your staff cranking out some smoothies. What goes into a good smoothie? And I hear the vanilla berry smoothie is pretty popular. If you could tell us a little bit about the ingredients of making a vanilla berry smoothie and, you know, what do you look for? What's the secret?
Sure. So that's a popular one with our players. Obviously, taste profile is pretty important to them because they want it to taste good. So first and foremost, that's kind of our goal. And we want them to be drinking and we want them to be recovering properly. So first and foremost, we want it to taste good. We start with a whey protein that's pretty simple. It's called Bipro. Vanilla goes well and blends well with berries. And I think that there's a lot of antioxidants and benefits from berries. So we have those at our training table. We have them, you know, in our breakfast snack, and our kitchen down in Smokies is always sourcing these berries. So we freeze them. It could be blueberries, strawberries, blackberries, any combination of those three. Strawberry is pretty popular. And so we'll start with whey protein. If they are lactose free or don't prefer dairy, we use a Muscle Milk protein shake just for extra protein and to kind of make it a little creamier, or we're not opposed to skim milk and ice and blend. So that's kind of our maintenance shake, and it gives them some fresh produce in their day. Even though they're drinking it and they don't realize it sometimes, but they really like the flavor and the taste of it. And that's kind of one of our more simple smoothies, but that's kind of the goal, is to get them some whey protein, some good carbohydrates, and of course, antioxidants to help with that inflammation.
Okay. And if you've got some extra soreness, you really need to make sure that you're following a lot of the guidelines that you're doing so you can maintain the benefits of this total training program. Rock Gullickson's got it all going here right now, and with you on board with what he's doing and everything, this program's rolling. It's pretty cool to see what you've done.
Yeah, Rock is a great asset to our program, and I work really closely with him. He has a ton of experience. He has, you know, a lot of experience in seeing how bodies and body weights change and affect performance and strength. So we have extensive conversations on each individual player. We always look at somebody from an individual standpoint, where position they play, where coach wants them, where their position coach wants them, their body type, their genetics, their habits, their attitude, you know. So it's there's a lot that goes into something that you would think is simple, but it's really fun. And he has a great attitude and a great mindset with nutrition, and he's very supportive of our area, which we completely completely appreciate. And he's always in the fueling station, so he's around to answer questions as well. And the guys like to hear about the experiences that he's had. So that's a huge asset to our program, and we're thankful that he's here.
You know, I don't know if you knew or realized, Stephanie, but you know, I'm on Twitter, and I've got a following. I got a lot of followers right now. Pick up a few every day. But how about you guys? Is your nutrition thing on Twitter?
We are on Twitter. We are working on building our Twitter base, and we tweet about our athletes and about the foods that they're eating. You can follow us at Vol_Nutrition, and we love to keep our audience updated on the nutrition of our athletes. We do a nutrition tip Tuesday and try to get as much information out there as possible and try to promote our athletes and all the good things that they're doing with their nutrition.
Stephanie Horvath, she's the Tennessee Vols sports nutritionist, and we certainly are very thankful that you joined us today for our podcast. And I mean, you were like a whirlwind out there running around you were taking attendance, you were watching people eat, making sure they're, you know, all these guys are doing the proper thing. Just very appreciative that you could take a couple minutes out. Well, actually, looks like 25 minutes here, but to share, you know, some of your insights on nutrition. We really thank you.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.